I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your kindness. And we want to thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you, God, for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being long-suffering. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for loving us in spite of our faults and in spite of our issues, in spite of our limitations, in spite of our inadequacies. God, I want to say thank you for your love. And I love you so much, oh God, because you first loved me. And I thank you for blessing us to see a brand new day. We understand, God, the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much, God, and we're finding ourselves this morning seeking you early while you may yet be found. We love you, God, because you first loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the sacrifice that he made on Calvary's cross for the remissions of our sins, that we may be washed, that we may be cleansed, that we may be whole, that we may be set free, that we may be delivered, that we may be renewed, that we may be refreshed, that we may be revived, that we might have life and that more abundantly. And we get that, God, because you paid a perfect price. You became that perfect sacrifice. You paid a high price for us, and we want to say this morning, thank you. We want to thank you for all that you have done, for how you've kept us, how you sustained us, how you have sustained us, how you've made ways out of no way. How you've just been so good to us that we cannot even tell it all. But with our limited vocabulary, God, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you thanking you, God, to magnify you and to glorify you and to lift up your holy name. God, as I drove here this morning to come into the sanctuary, to offer unto you this praise, to lead this time of corporate worship and corporate prayer, God, I couldn't help but to sing that great song that I love you, that I worship and adore you, that I just want to tell you, God, that you mean more than anything in this world to me. Oftentimes, God, we don't take time to tell you that we love you, that we adore you, that, God, that there's nobody like you, God, that you're magnificent in all your ways, and just thank you for loving me when I did not even love myself. I want to say thank you, God. When you loved me, God, I wasn't even thinking about you. When you decided to die on the cross for my sins, God, I wasn't even shaped or formed in my mother's womb as of yet, but you still thought of me. You had me on my mind, oh God, and you took the time to sacrifice yourself so that when I came about, God, that I had a way to the tree of life, that I had a way to be reconciled back unto you, that I had a way to get to know you in a personal way, and I want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will, Lord, and to say yes to your way. Thank you, God, that you love me so much. Oh, God, that you have given me the perfect example of how to love. You tell us in your word that love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily provoked. Love doesn't think of no evil. Love doesn't seek its own. Oh, God, love is not puffed up or easily provoked. Love beareth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endureth all things. Oh, God, it says whether there should be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there should be tongues, they shall cease. Oh, God, whether there's knowledge, it shall pass away. But, God, love will stand and last forever. And your love, oh, God, has gone through generation after generation. And your love has never failed, oh, God. It's never given up, God. Your love has never run out on your people, God. And every day that you allow us to see, God, we get to bask in your love. We get to bask in your glory. We get to bask in your presence. We get to bask in your presence, God. I'm just happy because every single day that you allow us to see, every single day that you bless us to be in the land of the living, every day you breathe light into us, oh God, and allow us to breathe you, inhale and exhale, is another day, God, that we get to bask in your presence. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. There is life. Oh God, there is an abundance. God, there is victory. There is hope, oh God. There is joy that lasts forevermore. It's a joy that the world did not give. It's a world that they want, love that the world cannot take it away. A love, oh God, that looks beyond all faults. A love that overcomes a multitude of sin. A love, oh God, that never fails, God. And I want to say thank you on behalf of those that have joined me on this prayer this morning. We want to say thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us, oh God, even when we did not love ourselves. And so, God, as we continue in the furtherance of this prayer, oh God, as we have adored you and we have magnified you and we have thanked you for all of you, and we want to thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning in our right minds. When I heard the alarm this morning, God, you allowed me to hear that alarm. For many went to sleep last night, God, and they did not rise up this morning when their alarms are going off. Many got up this morning, God, and they did not have the use and activity of their limbs. Many went to sleep, God, in their right minds, Lord, but when they woke up this morning, they were overwhelmed, they were burdened down, they were cast down. Oh, God, they were in a spirit of a state of doubt and frustration. But, God, you woke me up this morning in perfect peace because my mind was stayed on you, God. I went to sleep, God, singing the song, pour out your spirit in this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing even fall afresh on us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, help us to set ourselves up for success, oh God, and find ourselves meditating on you both day and night, God. My sleep went well last night, Lord, because I went to sleep asking for your spirit to be poured out on me, God, asking for more of an anointing, God, oh God, asking for a greater or closer walk with you, God. And so as I rose up, oh God, I woke up singing the same song, God. Continue to pour out your spirit upon us, oh God. Continue to fall afresh on us in the name of Jesus. You promised in your word, God, that in the last and evil day that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God. You said that your sons and daughters, oh God, will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions, God. We need your anointing, God. And not only will you pour out on our children, God, not only will you pour out, God, oh God, on the young men and young women, God, and old men, God, but you will pour out, God, even on the foreigners, God, even on our workers, oh God, even on our servants as well, God. You are not a respecter of person, God. You love us, oh God, no matter what shade we are, God. And so, God, we want you to empty our cups right now in the mighty name of Jesus and pour out your spirit, God. We can walk right, God, without your spirit, Lord. We can live right, Lord, without your spirit. We can move right. We can't think right. We can't do anything, God, without your spirit leading us and guiding us. So empty our cups right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make us into the vessels that you desire for us to be, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. I want to be an instrument of praise today. In the mighty name of Jesus, an instrument of worship, God, to lift up your name, oh God, not to exude frustration, not to exude the spirit of tiredness, not to exude, oh God, the spirit of confusion, God, not to exude the spirit of desperation, God, oh God, but I want to exude a spirit of anticipation, God. I want to exude a spirit of holiness, God, and righteousness, Lord. I want to exude, oh God, a spirit of joy, oh Lord, a spirit of meekness, a spirit of kindness, a spirit of patience and long-suffering, God, a spirit of gentleness. I want to let my light so shine, Lord, and my light can't shine if this flesh is leading me and directing me, but I put flesh under subjection right now, Lord. We cast the devil out of the mind, and we cast them out of the will, and we cast them out of the way. We bind them in our finances. We bind them in our home. We bind them in our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and make these temples, God, a clean worship place, oh God, that your spirit can dwell in this morning. And we ask right now, God, to pour out your spirit in this place, that your glory may be revealed in us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that your spirit may come in and abide in us and shine in us and exude out of us and build us up, oh God, where we may be torn down, God, and make us stronger and make us wiser and revive our souls and revive us to do your work and to do your will, God. Oh God, give us a hunger and give us a thirst after more of your righteousness, for you promised that we shall be filled, that you don't allow us to go without lack or go in a state of lack. But you're always there, leading us and guiding us. You're always there, meeting every single one of our needs. You're always there, continuing to be just who you say that you are. And you are God, and you are God alone. And we seek your face this morning, God. As you make us into instruments of praise, God, we also want you to clean us up, oh God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, because our nation needs healing today. oh God, and you tell us, oh God, for the nation to be healed. You told us, it's my people. And so you made that declaration, God, when there's pestilence in the land, oh God, or when you may send a storm, oh God, or that you may send something, oh God, to wipe out the land, oh God, or afflict our bodies and afflict the nation, God. You said that this is the solution. This is the way. This is the answer to that calamity that may be, oh God, occurring in our land at this time. You said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Forgive us, O God, this day of sins of omission and sins of commission, according to 1 John 1:9. For your word tells us that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all of unrighteousness if we just confess our sins. God, forgive us of those sins that we have forgotten about, Lord. Those sins, oh God, those little foxes that will destroy the vine, oh God. Wash us, oh God, from the very crowns of our head to the soles of our feet and make us whole, Lord. And not only will we will be clean before you, Lord, but that we will be able to honor you and worship you in spirit and in truth, and our praises will come before you, Lord, as a sweet smelling savor, God. We don't want you to reject our worship. We don't want you to reject our adoration. We don't want you to reject our praise, but we need you to receive our worship. We need you to receive our praise, God, that you may come in, God, and that you may inhabit the praises of your people, God. We need your presence. We need your glory. So we'll lift you up, oh God, so that you will draw us into you, God. We'll lift you up, oh God, so that you will draw us into you, God, and you will come in and inhabit the praises of your people, clean vessels. David said, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit in me. Please, Lord, don't take your spirit away from us. Please don't take your spirit away. David understood the importance of having your spirit, Lord. But God, I thank you that you didn't just fall afresh on a few here and there like you did in the Old Testament, but we're living in the day and age of promise, God. Oh, God, that you have poured out your spirit upon all flesh, God. Because on the day of Pentecost, oh, God, they were with one accord and with one mind, and the spirit came, oh, God, and filled the room like a sound of a mighty rushing wind and fell out, God, on that place. Upon those 100, I believe, and 23, 128 in the upper room, God, and 120, God, and we want to say thank you because your spirit is not a respecter of person. You tell us we'll ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and it shall be open, that you will give unto us, oh God, if we ask of your spirit, God, you will pour out upon us. And you are living in a day and age where the spirit lives deep down with inside of us. But you still call us as your people to pray. You still call us to turn from our wicked ways. You still call us to humble ourselves. And so we submit our lives to you. We submit our bodies to you as a living sacrifice this morning. God, we want it to be holy. We want it to be acceptable because that's the least that we can do for you. And then as you make us into instruments of praise, instruments to be used for your glory, we want to be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we live in a big house, Lord. Vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor, vessels of gold, and God, vessels of wood, God, in this great big old house that we live in today. God, there's vessels that can be used for you and vessels that are just discarded. And God, we want to abide in your presence, and we want your spirit to feel comfortable abiding in us. So wash us, cleanse us, make us whole, and then send us out into the fields of sin, because we understand that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Let us let our light so shine that men might see our good works and bring the glory and the honor to you. Put flesh under subjection. Put selfish spirit and haughty spirits under subjection. Oh, God, pride cometh for destruction, God. And we don't want to be destroyed. We don't want to be consumed. Oh, God, we don't want to fall astray. oh God, will fall to the wayside. So lead us, oh God, through the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We are stamped and sealed with your name on us. We are stamped and approved and sealed with your spirit, Lord. And when we fall short, Lord, we make your name, oh God, dishonorable, Lord. But today, God, I'm asking that you will touch us and that you anoint us even now, God, that that be our earnest prayer and our earnest desire every single morning that we seek you, God, so that when we go about our days, that we'll walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Oh, God, we don't want to make your name sad, oh, God. We don't want to dishonor your name, but we want your name to be lifted up, oh, God. We want to make your name proud, God, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, Lord, and we don't want to degrade your name in the eyes of anyone. For many, God, will only see you through us. And what do they see now, Lord, as we do an honest inventory within? What do they see, God, if they only see God through us, if they only see Jesus through us, if they only see hope through us, because they don't go to church, Lord. They don't have access to that. They're not in a place where they can see your glory or they can see and receive salvation. If they only see it through us, what are they seeing today? We're sorry, God, that we have fallen short of your glory. We apologize even now, Lord, that we have not lived up to the standards of holiness as we should have. And we pray for this nation, God, because this nation needs people to pray. Not only do the nation needs people to pray, but they need your people to pray. Those that have been stamped and sealed with your approval. Those that have been signed, sealed, and delivered for your promises and for your goodness. Those that have been set aside, God, brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. That royal priesthood, that chosen generation, that peculiar people, God, that you have blessed and that you have touched and that you have washed and that you have made whole and that you have given a second chance to be foot soldiers for you, that you've given us a second chance to let our light so shine, that you have given us a second chance to tell someone about the goodness of Jesus, the ones that you have called out of darkness to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Those are the ones that you need to shine in this dark and evil day. There's pestilence in the land, earthquakes in diverse places. Oh, God, fires raging in state after state, God. Hurricanes and tornadoes ripping through the land, God. Oh, God, spiritual wickedness in high places, God, starting, oh, God, even in the churches today, Lord. God, we need to get back to the foundation, the back to the basics of prayer. Men ought to always pray. And when we pray and seek your faith, then healing can come to our land. Begin the healing, God, in Dumfries, Lord. Heal in Virginia, Lord. Heal, oh God, across the East Coast, oh God, and heal throughout this nation, God. Heal in America, Lord, today. Heal, God, in North America today, God. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the Western Hemisphere, God. Heal, oh God, throughout the African continent, God. Heal today throughout Europe, oh God, in Antarctica, Lord. Oh God, and even, oh God, in Asia, God. Heal, Lord, today. In Australia, heal throughout the lands, oh God, because we need a healing, Lord. We need a breakthrough, Lord. We need you to breathe upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you to send an anointing, God, to send a rain, oh, God, to send refreshing and send renewal, God. Send the rain right now, God. We need your rain. We're thirsty, God, for your presence, and we're thirsty for a revival. Stir up in us, oh, God, individual revivals. And then as we come collectively together, stir up a revival in our churches, Lord, today. Stir it up, oh God, where men will be willing to pray, where women will be willing to pray, when children, oh God, will be willing to pray to seek your face, God, that a spirit of revival, God, that we'll come and seek after you, Lord. We'll find ourselves tarrying at the altar, God, because we need more of you in the mighty name of Jesus, that we have emptied out, oh God, or that we have become lackluster, oh God, or become instruments that are not worthy to hold your spirit, God. Help us, oh God, to put our flesh under subjection and submit ourselves to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that the pastors will find themselves back at the altar, God, that the first ladies and the bishop, God, will find themselves back at the altar, Lord, the missionaries and God, will find themselves back at the altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Send the revival, God, that will put flesh under subjection and will put the devil out of business in our ministries, Lord. Put him out of business in our homes, Lord. Put him out of business, God, on our jobs and in our community, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Help us not to seek after titles, Lord, and not do any of the work, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because too much is given, much is required, Lord, and we're just standing, God, with our titles, Lord. We're standing with our high callings and not doing anything, God. The people are in need, God, of a revival. Send forth a revival even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and spring up everywhere, God. Let the spirit of Azusa Street rise up back among us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That souls will be delivered. Souls will be set free. That the devil will be cast out. That miracles, signs, and wonders will be performed in our churches again in the mighty name of Jesus. Send forth a revival. Send healing throughout the land, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send life, breathe a life, God. Call the wind from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, oh God, to breathe life into our homes, life into our communities, God. Life, oh God, into our ministries, life into our churches today. Help us to put the spirit of division and the spirit of denominationalism. Help us to put those things into subjection that causes us to be disconnected. We're ineffective because we're not one. We're ineffective, God, because we're fighting amongst each other. God, there's enough people unsaved in this world, God, to fill every single church that is open today. But we're too busy, God, fighting over beliefs, fighting over doctrines, fighting over titles, fighting over positions, fighting over seats. We bind that spirit of silliness and foolishness right now, and we ask for you to heal the land this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those in Louisiana, Lord, that are still suffering from the effects of that awesome and terrible flood that came that way. God, send in relief right now. Send in strength even right now. We pray for, oh God, Bishop Matthews, oh God, who was the liaison for the Church of God in Christ as he went out there to serve in those communities that were overrun and damaged, God. Send in a spirit of refreshing and revival, God, even into those lands right now in the name of Jesus. You said when the pastors, the waters pass over us, God, that they won't overrun us. They won't overwhelm us because you are one that brings about life. You're the one that even when things are downcast, oh God, even when things are lacked in our lives, oh God, that's come, oh God, through our lives, God, it's an awesome opportunity for us to focus in on you. God, help them to see you in the beauty of holiness, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of destruction, God. Help us to see you, God, and to turn to you and not turn away from you. We pray for those, oh God, in Louisiana right now. We pray for those in California, Lord, that are suffering under that great fire. We pray for those, oh God, that are in Italy, God, that suffered under that great earthquake, Lord. We pray for those, oh God, where typhoons have come through, oh God, and God, floods have come through, tornadoes have come through to destroy the land and tear it properly, God. We pray for those that have suffered under destruction at your mighty hand. And we pray that you send them hope. We pray that you send them strength. We pray that you send someone that can give them an encouraging word to let them know that they're not in this alone, but that you said in your word that you'll never leave them nor would you ever forsake them, that even in the midst of our darkest hour, you are still that still small voice that we can hear. Even when death comes our way and our families and our loved ones and our homes, God, you are still the God that sits high and looks low. You are still in control. Help us to listen to your still small voice and help us to look towards that light. Look for that light, God, that always will shine even in the midst of darkness. We pray for our president this day, that you would touch him and that you would keep him, that you would send him godly counsel, that he would have somebody on his staff, Lord, that will tell him what thus saith the Lord. If he don't have that person on his staff right now, God, send it. Even as he winds down and concludes his years of service, his presidency, Lord, God, you can still stir up in the midst of the White House, Lord, and send a revival, oh, God, in this land. We need a revival, Lord. Oh, God, because the next ones that are coming up, God, are wicked on multiple levels, Lord. But we thank you, God, that our hope is not built in man. Our hope is built in you. So we pray to you, God, that you will touch the kings and the queens, Lord. We pray to you, God, that you will lay your hands on them, oh, God, and convict them of their evil, God. Convict them of their foolishness, God. Convict them, oh, God, of leading the nation and leading the country astray, Lord. Let the remnant stand up, oh, God, and declare that Jesus is still the way. And to stir up, oh God, amongst the people, to let the people know not to become comfortable in a state of apostasy, but that it's time for them, for the people, to come back to you. We pray for salvation in Congress, salvation in the mayor's office, salvation, God, in the county offices. We pray, God, for salvation even in our churches. God, let us not just come here day in and day out and not look for souls to be saved. Let us not come here, God, and leave here exactly the same way that we came in. And many come in bound. Many come in cast down. Many come in lacking any type of hope or any type of aspiration of victory. But Lady McCowan said it as she testified on Sunday night, God, that her determination is to walk in victory, God, never to leave a situation the same way she came in, God, but to leave changed, to leave encouraged, to leave empowered, to leave ready to run on, God, to see what the end is going to be. I pray for our families. I pray for our children, God, who started school last week, I believe, or the week before. We pray that you cover them and that you protect them, Lord, from dangers seen and unseen. Sin and spiritual wickedness, God, is running rampant throughout the lands, God. The perverse things that we see, oh, God, that we have seen before back in college, now, God. Now we see those things, oh, God, in elementary schools today. God, cover our children right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover their minds and cover their thoughts, Lord, and cover their actions, God. Help them to exude you, God. Help them, oh, God, to exude what we have taught them, Lord, to live holy, to be righteous, to be acceptable, God, to be holy, to be set aside for your glory, for your honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover our children from the youngest to the oldest, for those that are in elementary school and for those that are in college. Even for those that are not in school or, God, have begun their families, Lord, we pray for our children, our young people, our young adults. We pray for the nation this day. Pray for those that are in bereaved situations. Death is still running throughout the land. But you tell us in your word that death we from dust we came and from dust we shall return. But, God, before that day comes where the death angel comes to capture us and take us back to you, help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Help us, Lord, today to fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives. Help us not waste any more time, Lord, in this world, oh, God, seeking after those things that are temporal. But, God, give us the determination to seek after those things that are eternal, those things that are that the law can't do anything against, Lord. Help us to lay down a life of sin, a life of backsliding, a life of foolishness, a life of chaos, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to fulfill your promises and to fulfill the purpose that you have for each and every one of us. For we were uniquely made, fearfully and wonderfully made for a purpose and for this time. Help us, Lord, to stand. Help us, Lord, to trust you. Help us, Lord, to lean not into our own understanding. Help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Help us, Lord, today. And lead us not into temptation, but lead us to the path of righteousness and lead us to the rock which is higher than high. I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, today, my pastor, that you will anoint him and strengthen him, that you will continue to encourage him and to breathe life into him. We bind sickness on every hand, Lord, and we cast out those things that cause us ailments in his life. We understand that some thorns are there to remind us and keep us focused in on you, Lord. But God, through his latter years, God, make his latter years greater than his former years. You can do that because you're a great and mighty God. God, you can take something that's dead and you can breathe back life into it. You've done it many a times over and over again. Jesus walked by and just touched the casket, Lord, and that young man rose. He spoke the words of life and told Lazarus to come forth, Lord, and Lazarus came forth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, Lord, Jesus didn't even speak to her, Lord, but by her faith, oh God, she just wanted to touch the hem of your garment, Lord. You are still in the miracle-working business, God. You can breathe life into any dead situation. So I speak life into my leader. I speak strength into my leader. I speak endurance, God, a greater anointing, Lord, a closer walk, God. I speak life into him. Pour out wisdom upon him, God, that he may teach the young men, oh God, to be sober-minded, God, to be vigilant for you, God, that he may be that example, God, for us, God, to be holy men, set aside for your glory and set aside for your honor. Bless him even now. We pray for Mother Thomas. Strengthen her even now as well. We pray for his family, his church, New Community Temple, and his other church, St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. We pray for this jurisdiction, every pastor, every elder, every missionary, every lay member. Help us to be about our Father's business, God, so that our churches may be filled. The harvest is truly plenteous, Lord, but there are no laborers. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to sacrifice. Send forth the laborers. Send forth those that are willing to sacrifice. Send forth those that are willing to invest in ministry, God, today, to invest in you, Lord, to invest into the lives of our children, to invest in the lives of those that are lack among us, to invest in the lives of the ministry. Send in the laborers right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send in those that have a desire to know your word. Not those that know church, God, but that have a desire to know you. I pray for our leaders. Pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. Pray for every general board member. I pray for the Church of God in Christ. And I pray for believers everywhere. For those that are under the sound of my voice. I don't know who's on the line, Lord, but you know. I pray for their ministries, Lord. I pray that you empower them and that you embolden them today to be about their Father's business, oh God, and do the work while they may yet be able to do it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them strength and give them boldness, God, to proclaim your good news, God. Give them the ability to stand, God, when others are falling to the wayside, Lord. Anoint them, God, for ministry to do your work, oh God, in a spirit of excellence right now in the name of Jesus. Not to do it for vainglory, not to do it for attention, not to do it, oh God, to seek, oh God, approval of man, but to do it because you have commanded us to do it and to please you, our Father. Thank you for making us for this day. Thank you for allowing us to see this day. Thank you for the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives, and we submit to your will, and we submit to your way, and we submit to your authority right now, God. Come no more and have your way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt. I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Cork, Lord, and Pastor Ray Satterfield. I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream, oh God, and Pastor Clifton Cooley. I pray for Pastor William Cornett, God, and Pastor Lawrence Clyatt, those the pastors of the Great Northern District. I pray for my brothers in this area, Lord, Pastor Samuel Metcalf and Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord, and Pastor, oh God, Brian Jones. I pray for my brothers in the ministry, God, in the vineyard in this area, Lord. I pray that you encourage our ministries, Lord, to send life into our ministries. Send souls, send the harvest, oh God, into our ministries, Lord. God, because our labor is not in vain. Help us not to be weary in well-doing, God, knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint, God. Help us as the leaders to stand upon your word that we declare Sunday after Sunday, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We declare words, oh God, and we don't take them home with us, but I bind that spirit, God, that does not apply the word to our lives, Lord, and I speak life into each and every pastor. I speak life into each and every marriage. I speak life into the churches right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for those that you have given me charge over here at Praise Center. I call out the name of Lady Yolinda McCowan. Thank you for my beautiful and wonderful helpmeet. I pray you bless her this day, God, that you will lead, guide, and direct her. Continue to anoint her for this day and this time to do great ministry for you. Thank you for a helpmeet, God, that does not sit there just to look pretty, but that is invested in our relationship, invested in our family, and invested in our future. Thank you for the great woman of God that you have placed by my side. Anoint her today as she prepares for her coffee break later on today. Give her the words of life that will build hope and breathe life into someone that may hear. Thank you for the words of testimonies that have come in of encouragement, God, to encourage her that her words are not in vain, that somebody is out there listening and that what you have given her is encouraging someone. Our labor is not in vain. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. You know the needs of our family, God. Money for tuition. Money for home. Money, God, for transportation. You know what we need to come through. You know what we need, God, to help our children. You know what we need. We place our cares in your hand. Pray for Mother Evelyn Dean McCowan. Thank you for her. Thank you for her example. We pray for her strength today. Bless her this day. Touch her body even now. Send forth the healing that's needed. Send forth the renewal that's needed. Send forth the light that's needed. Help her to stand today and stand and shine bright for you. We pray for a little sister, Diana, God, who has moved back with her. We pray for that household that you will cover them. Bind the hand of the enemy. Bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of every nook and every cranny of that home so that he won't take root and take hold in any area of their lives. We cover them right now. We speak life in the name of Jesus. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard. Strengthen her body. Completion in the task that she has on her plate, God. Strength in her mind even now, God. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard. I pray for missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord. Peace in mind, God. Strengthen her body, God. Trusting in you, God. I speak life into her even now. Life into her children's lives. Lord, life into our family, God. I speak life right now that you will bless her and keep her. I pray, God, for Sister Valerie Miller and God, Brother Victor Merriweather. I pray for Brother Eric Coulter and Sister Connie Coulter and Jalen and Christopher and Yasmina and Zachariah. Thank you for those that you've given me charge over, Lord. I can remember the names right now, God, but I pray that as we continue to grow, Lord, that you'll continue to give me the ability to remember those names and call those names out in prayer. For God, if you tell us that men ought to always pray, God, the leader most definitely should be praying because, God, you've given us a great charge to watch over your flock. For you have not given us this charge to lord over the people, but you have given us this charge to be an example unto them. Help me to be an example to each and every one that you have given me charge over. And help me to give me the words to breathe life into them, to pray them through their circumstances and their situations, and to always lead them back to you. I pray that you lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, and bless us on this day. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, God. our external partners, oh God, that are just as invested in this ministry as those that are here with us every single Sunday. I pray you bless them and all that they have done and continue to encourage them and continue to strengthen them. I pray for Lisa Law that you would bless her, God, another partner for this ministry, God. Thank you for those that have been willing to sow into this great ministry. I pray for my brother Larry Brown, Lord, names that you have put on my plate to call out. I pray for my dear brother, Brother Lassiter, Deion Lassiter, as he is mourning the loss of his mother. Send in encouragement, God. Send in the refreshing. Send in strength into his life. And I pray, God, that you bless us for this day and this time, that we may be beacons of light, beacons of holiness, that you may get the glory out of our lives. God, bless those that are under the sound of my voice, whether they are located in Memphis or California, God, or Milwaukee, wherever they may be at today. God, I ask that you pour out your spirit upon them and bless them and honor them for their commitment to you. Honor them for their willingness, oh God, to take this time early in the morning to get up and pray. But you tell us that we should always pray and not faint. And that is our determination today, to run for you, run this race with patience that you have set before us, and continue to trust in you. Bless us and lead us and guide us on this day. And we'll be careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning, God. We say thank you, and amen, and amen.